The completion of the conclave requires housing and accommodations as the carpenters built 62 enclosures for the cardinal's contemplation, for they will elect a pope. Governor, doctors, nurses and assistants, guard servant, cooks and cleaners, and something new on all. Something that's never been done before, never before, never again. The 16th chapel was locked down for the duration. Dark shrouds veil the passage of morning light. The atmosphere turns great with anticipation as twilight replaces nighttime and dusk denies the daylight. And up until this very moment, only men have been admitted, but now a long tradition has been lost, yet kept secret by the windows tinted. As the conclave starts its mission, solemn hymns are heard throughout the chambers. Holy prayers begin with matches and a candle for the cardinal's contemplation, and wax will seal their choice. In the corner lies a waiting stove to burn away the cardinal's boats. Black smoke means no consensus has been reached. White smoke provides a pope.
Amazing!
To the non. Something repeated each time they meet. As done before, will be again. As crowds arrive, they completely fill St. Peter's. The masses symbol passage of his ascender. Voices all convey people's admiration. The faithful become the watchful for their new pope to ascend. Behold the world, the man himself, Pacelli meets with their approval, although he brings some baggage of his own. We ratify and accept this outcome. A woman in the conclave, it's never been done. Cardinals can all agree, but their focus has been diverted as per chance.